Ron, I love seeing the cover of the Daily Herald a few days ago. It says Ron Kittle recalls living the dream with White Sox, and it was just about as you're getting ready to go throw a punch at somebody.
Well, I think that could have happened, but I don't get any newspapers out here where I live, so I don't know anything about that paper.
You're still nowhere in Indiana, huh?
Well, no, I'm in Mokena, Illinois.
Okay.
And I live in the middle of some farmland, so I can just kind of stay out here and no paper delivery yet.
How are you, Ron? It's great to talk to you again.
You know what, Lisa? I've been missing you. I'm glad you're staying busy and still irritating the daylights out of your buddy Ray, but it's all good.
Yeah. So that was October 8th, 1983 for you with the Chicago White Sox. Look at where we are now. And what is your official title with the White Sox? What do you do for them now?
Well, they gave me a job title as an ambassador. I didn't know what it was, but anything that Jerry Reinsdorf needs me to do, I'll do it. I love being in the White Sox family, and it's nice seeing them head to the playoffs and hopefully start a winning streak now and keep on going to the World Series.
You watching the game from your couch tonight? Or are you going someplace special?
Well, I'll be in my shop 90% of the time building stuff, but I'll have the TV on. The volume's going to be off. I just like watching it. I'm like an old-time baseball player. I'd rather play the game than watch it, but I'm rooting for them the entire way, and I love Tony La Russa, and they got a bunch of good players, and if they stay healthy and do the small things, they'll win.
All the way? You think they're going to win the World Series?
You know, they got as good a chance as anybody else out there. You know, like the Dodgers were down by 2-1 last night, and last inning, last at bat, they had a walk-off home run on an unexpected hero. So anything's possible in this game of baseball.
What do you think of that one-and-done situation?
I wouldn't have liked it if I was playing.
No, neither would I.
You know, the Dodgers win 106 games, and they're in an elimination round. That's a tough thing to take, but, you know, now they're going to go play the Giants and go head-to-head. But it's still, you know, there's underdog teams that would appreciate that chance who would probably never get it if they weren't a wild card.
And what a difference a year makes, because the ballpark was empty last year due to COVID-19 protocol. And on Sunday night, for the first time in 13 years, the White Sox are going to play in front of thousands of fans. In fact, it's already sold out, right, Ron?
Absolutely. And I'm going to be sitting out in left field. I don't know how long I'll stay for the game, win or lose. But, you know, Ron Kittle just doesn't sit still, sit in one place longer than any 2 minutes. But I'm excited for this town of Chicago and everything else, and I want to see him win. I really do. I really want to see him win for Jerry and Tony and some of the good guys on the team.
Kittle, you would not get up in the middle of, like, the seventh and leave, would you?
I left on two of Mark Burley's no-hitters.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Beating traffic is more important for me than watching a no-hitter. I listen to it on the radio.
That's good.
I'm not a good traffic person anymore, Lisa. I'm getting to the point that just irritates the daylights out of me, but I would leave early.
Well, and traffic's going to be crazy because you have the marathon that day, so you have thousands of people who aren't used to navigating Chicago, and then you've got 40,000 people coming to watch the White Sox and the Astros play. So I get it. It's going to take a little while to get back to Mokena if you sit there through the end of the game.
Yeah, it's not a good thing for me. I'm not because I go to bed 11:30 at night, and I wake up at 3:15 every single day. I just like staying busy and working, and I observe the news. I know what's going on in the world and what everything else, but like I said, it's going to be nice there. It's going to be a blackout game. They're requesting that you wear all black, everybody there.
Oh,
so
okay.
That'd be kind of cool to see, and I'm excited for them.
What else? Any other message to the fans who are coming out there on Sunday night? Just wear all black.
You know what? Just root for them. You got to root for your Chicago teams. Whether you're a Cubs fan or a Sox fan, you got to root for the Chicago teams to win. It's important for the city, and we need a boost in society in the city of Chicago right now. Trust me, everything's a little crazy, but we need to get kicked up and do some cheerleading for the good guys.
Oh, and that's what you do, except there was that one time when I was thrown out the first pitch on the south side, and you did not cheer me on. You were instilling fear in me, and it was a bad situation.
Well, you know, Lisa, you panicked before you even threw the ball, so I knew nothing good was going to come of that. But you know what? I love you. I love you. I like hearing you on the radio. You're a staple in Chicago, and I'm always going to cheer you, even if I pick on you. You know that.
It was so fun. So, you guys, I was getting married that year, and my husband, who is a diehard sports fan, spent days saying, don't release the ball late. If you release the ball late, it's going to go down to the ground, and it's going to trinkle over home plate. Don't do that, because he knew that I had the strength to be able to get it across home plate. Like, I'll release it when I'm supposed to release it. And we practiced. And then I get out there and Kittle's the last person I'm shooting the breeze with right there before I walk out. And I'm like, hey, Ron. He's like, yeah, don't screw it up. Don't do this. And I walked out. And I'm telling you, when you hear that crowd, really, panic sets in. And I thought, okay, don't screw this up, Lisa. And I go and I released it too late and into the crowd it goes. It was embarrassing.
The thing is, you're not even in the worst 50 who's ever thrown. So you're up in the middle of the group out there. You did great. It was just nice seeing you out there and representing the station and throwing the first pitch out and in a hometown atmosphere. That was cool.
Oh, it's so fun. So do you know who's throwing out the first pitch? Do they do that in postseason?
I'm sure they do. It's all political. I couldn't tell you who's coming in.
Yeah, it'll be somebody famous.
Just like anybody else, yeah.
Yeah, they'll go big time. It'll probably be an actor or a musician or somebody that's really synonymous with the South Side, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, last playoff game that I sat in the outfield stands to watch, all the people around me bought beers with three of my buddies and myself, and we had no exaggeration. We had over 60 beers laying at our feet in the outfield.
That's how loved you
I
are.
I hope it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, instead of worrying
I only had three. That was it.
Instead of worrying about traffic, I think we should all just pitch in and get you an Uber so you can stay for the whole game. You can sit back, finish your beer, and have a good time.
Well, I've already talked to my buddy who owns a couple of helicopters to see if he can pick me up and drop me off near a park. So that's in the plans, but it all depends on the weather.
It's good to be Ron Kittle. He's still got connections. So if people are headed to the South Side for Sunday night's game, of course, wear all black. But where is a good place to grab a Maxwell Street Polish or a burger or a beer? Where do you suggest? Any place down there?
You know, a lot of buddies go to 35th Street Dogs. It's right underneath the viaduct right there.
Okay.
No ketchup. They'll tell you no ketchup on your hot dogs there. But, you know, Tri-Stocks Bar and Grill, I enjoy going there. They have the best brisket nachos you've ever had.
I'm telling
and
you what.
I've probably, over the years, eaten it 25 times. It's like and it's got hot peppers on it and nice melted cheese. There's all kind of places to eat around there. But
yeah,
most of the time when I get spoiled, when you're Ron Kittle, you can eat inside the nice stadium clubs and have a nice buffet.
That's right. You'll be inside. And actually, wherever you are inside, the food is really good. That's one of the great assets of being on the South Side. Well, Ron, I hope that we get a shot of you on camera on Sunday night. I'll be watching. And of course, I'll be cheering on the Sox. And thank you so much for calling the show today.
Well, I appreciate it, Lisa. Great talking to you. Tell everybody I said hi.
Absolutely. The great Ron Kittle on 720 WGN.